News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. At least two are dead after a small multi-engine plane crashed into a pair of homes. This happened in East Haven, Connecticut. Officials from the FAA say the plane had taken off from New Jersey's Teterboro Airport and crashed near Tweed New Haven Airport. The investigators from the NTSB are en route to the scene. And Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says the two bodies located in one of the homes was on the building's lowest level.
It appears that the fuselage, which would also be the passenger compartment and the engines, went into the house and breached the first floor membrane. So everything appears that's broken, and we believe whatever we're going to find is probably in the basement.
Airport manager at Tweed said the control tower had been in contact with the small plane, but no calls of distress came from the pilot. There has been an arrest in a homicide investigation. Jack Berry has more.
Wapaka County Sheriff's officials say the suspect is being held in the Portage County Jail following the arrest early this morning. The individual was booked on a charge of hiding a corpse. Formal charges have not yet been filed. The victim is 36-year-old Jamie Cook of Plover. Her body was found in the Wapaka County town of Harrison Wednesday morning in a burned-out car. Following the discovery of Cook's body, authorities conducted a search of an apartment on Chestnut Drive in Plover. The Wapaka County Sheriff's Department, Plover Police, and the State Division of Criminal Investigation continue their investigation into that death. In Wapaka, Jack Berry, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Drought conditions have returned to northwestern Wisconsin. The U.S. Drought Monitor says most of the northwest quarter of the Badger State is abnormally dry, about 23% of the state's total land area. That's the least severe drought category, and it comes after an extremely wet winter and spring ended Wisconsin's worst drought in decades. Things got much drier in the most of the Badger State during July. Drought conditions returned to neighboring Minnesota a week ago, so it's really no surprise they've spread eastward into Wisconsin. As of last Sunday, the USDA said 44% of farmers' topsoil was either short or very short of moisture. Almost a third of subsoils need moisture. Forecasters say the next good chance of showers and thunderstorms is coming up on Sunday. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Mostly clear and cool with a bit of patchy fog late, down to 50 degrees. A light northwest wind. Saturday sunshine mixing with some afternoon clouds. Expect a high near 75. Winds will be west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night becoming mostly cloudy and a chance of showers toward morning. Low 55. We'll have a light west wind. Sunday mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a passing storm. High 73. Southwest wind at about 5 miles per hour. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.